Very pleasant good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is KKMP at 1440 AM and 92.1 FM, your native radio station right here in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. It's now 7:30 in this morning, Wednesday morning, the fourth day of June. Is June already? Yes, it is. It sure is. Well, when you're in Pagan, when you're in a Greek, and there is no time, there is no day. You don't know what day it is. All you know is the sun comes up, the sun sets, and that's it. That's all you can see, and that's all you can do. Well, you know, folks, we have a very interesting island, even though sometimes we don't. It takes other people to let us know how unique our homeland is.
Okay.
And we got three folks here that flew in, and we went to Agrigan. And in case you didn't know, Agrigan is the highest point in all of Micronesia at 3,000, John, what is it?
166 feet.
Yeah, 3,166 feet high, and that's in Agrigan. It's not easy to get to, and it's not easy to climb, and these folks are going to tell you about it. So we have Mr. Roger Call. Good morning, Raj.
Good morning, Gary, and Saipan in the world.
That's right. And we also have Clint Call. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning.
All right. And we have John Mitchler?
Yes.
That's right. And he's from Colorado. That's right.
Golden, Colorado.
Golden, Colorado. Love it. John, tell us about, you guys are part of a group called High Pointing Club.
The High Pointers Club was formed with hikers and travelers who wanted to visit the highest natural ground in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown from just a few dozen people in the 1980s to many, many, many thousands of people. And there's guidebooks written, and there's a magazine, a quarterly magazine, which I edit and send out to the members. And we go around to all 50 states, climbing and hiking to the highest point. Some are easy. Some are difficult.
And the territories also.
And, you know, the focus of the club is mainly on the 50 states, but the United States of America is defined as 50 states and a federal district, Washington,
right.
D.C.
Right.
So people start going to Washington, D.C. to the highest point. Well, there's also some territories that are part of USA.
We are part of the U.S.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
We carry U.S. passports. We're qualified
citizens, right?
Yeah, we are.
and that hasn't received too much interest, mainly because they're outside of the United States, and they're sort of exotic.
Mm-hmm.
Those being the Virgin Islands, mm-hmm. The U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, American Samoa,
mm-hmm.
Guam, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands.
Yeah. And we're blessed to be part of the American family, and we're blessed that you guys are here.
Well,
so what now you guys already climbed American Samoa.
Yes, yes. Roger and I have climbed all 50 United States
nice.
High points, and Clint has climbed a lot of the tough ones, right?
A dozen, yeah.
Yeah, but they're the tough
Western states.
Yeah, the Western states, which are the higher mountains.
Okay. And then, so this is like your last mountain to conquer.
Yes.
Not only the last, it's the, as best we know, no one else has done this. You're sitting on a gem.
Yes. And yes, and we were there for, what, 3 days, 4 days, I think it was, trying to reach up to the top of the Mount Agrigan up there. So your experience, Roger's 73 years old.
Yeah.
And he's still climbing, you know, 73 years old, and he's climbing mountains all over the 50 United States. He's done it already, and this is his last hurrah, in terms of mountain climbing.
Absolutely, yeah.
As a Gligan, and he needs to get to the top of that. Roger, how was it?
Well, it was a challenge beyond anything I expected, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that, of course, the height is not the big discriminator mm-hmm. here. It's not an altitude issue. It's not a lack of air. It's the usual. It's the fact that the foliage, mm-hmm. the sword grass, is just far denser than I ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes. It's so slow to get through that and have people with machetes hacking their way through that. They're the people, in my opinion, who actually do the hardest job.
Right.
We thought it would take about 4 days, and we underestimated by 50%, at least.
Right.
I like the way you describe how you run into the sword grass. Can you describe that? You'll be walking along in short grass.
Yeah. You run into the swordgrass and you bounce back. Yeah. I mean, it's a thick wall.
Yeah.
It's a thick
wall. How tall is it?
We saw some fronds 20 feet high, but generally it's about 8 foot high. 8 foot high, dense.
8 foot high. And packed.
Yes. And we had some folks from Saipan to cut the trail ahead of us.
Oh, the boys from the Northern Islands.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. And we brought the water.
Yeah.
Well, Clint did most of the water.
Well, you did on the first day. You did 1,400 feet.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we hacked a trail. We hauled water up high. Then we came back to the boat to recondition ourselves
and prepare mentally for
the
next assault.
And then we dove in and spent two nights basically sleeping under a tarp. Now to us three coming from the States, it was warm enough at night, but for the local guys, they felt it was a little bit cool. Because after a rain, it gets a little cold.
Right. It's a freezing 70 degrees. You know, that's cold for us.
You know, when I look over and I see these guys shivering, it's like, well.
Yeah. Yeah. For you guys, it's okay. But you got up on the first day, you got up on second day, and on the third day. It was really raining hard on the second day, by the way.
Yeah, pouring rain, one to 2 inches an hour. And by the third day, we realized one of the guys handling the machete got sore arms. He was doing most of the cutting, Sean, and he had to descend, which left us with two guys, and we just started counting our pace and how far we had to go. You know, we got up to 2,100 feet, and we figured it's another 2 days,
right? At least two. Yeah,
yeah, two more days, and then to get up under the rim to build in the time.
Okay. And then, so what's the, so at that point you decided just to call it quits?
Yeah, it was a tough decision, but that's part of mountaineering. When you climb the hills, it's too bad it wasn't like Mount Poggin or something where you can go up and down in a day. You know, I mean that's what you hope for when we fly all the way over here. But we were educated on that island. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
That's why the mayor's office does not have any recorded ascent of this island peak, which is odd, seeing that it's the highest not only of the Commonwealth, but also of the entire Micronesia.
Right. Well, you do realize this is our dry season, and that rain, you know, would is highly unusual to have that. It was really pouring rain, because even on the boat, we were able to collect more water on the boat, and it was a lot of rain. When it rained, we drove around in a small boat around the island. We counted 30 waterfalls.
Wow!
Driving around the island, so that's how much water. And with the premium soil that's there, the rain, you aren't going to have that problem with swordgrass, and it's going to grow thick.
Yeah, and the soil, when it's rained that much, is very gooey.
Yes.
There's no texture, so you put your foot on it and slide back, and boy, is that tiring. 12 inches up, 6 inches back.
Is the plan to come back again next year and do it again, all over again, and finish it up, finish the job?
My instant reaction is no. I would like to come back here to the Commonwealth, but it's a lot of expense just to get over here to take the boat up there and have the boat waiting, and then all the rest of the costs of the having a team, assembling a team, and sending them up there. But there's also a human toll, and right now there is a trail built to 2,000 foot elevation on Agrigan, and you're only 1,000 foot 2 days from the summit.
Mm-hmm.
So this summer is when somebody should take advantage of that and get to the summit.
Yeah. That's good.
And the way we calculate it, this is the highest ascent on Agrigan.
Mm-hmm.
So we stood higher than anybody recorded has stood on the mountain. So while it's not a first ascent of the summit, we feel pretty good about reaching an elevation that nobody has reached on it. It equals or exceeds the Army's approach from the east when they came into the crater. It took them a week to hack their way to the rim, but that rim is low on mm-hmm. the east side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roger?
Well, I hate to say no, Dan. Got it.
See, that's High Pointer in
a peak bag. Yeah. Well, I mean, but before I go there, let me reinforce what John just said. I mean, there is a trail two-thirds of the way up.
Right.
One of you local folks listening to KKMP ought to get excited and say, you know something? Why not you? Why not me? Why not I be the person to first be recorded on that summit? Now, there are two summits, so be a little careful. You got to know which one is the highest, but that's doable.
Yeah.
But, in terms of my own personal goals, I hate to quit now, but if I came back, I think I would just ask for more local support, okay, in terms of carrying water, food, and all of my, I mean, you know, again, it's 73, you know.
Maybe carrying you up to the 72.
Yeah, Gary, you just hit it. You know, like a Roman emperor. But I don't think that's going to quite happen. But yeah, I think it's definitely doable if we have more time. Yeah. It's just that simple. If we'd had three more days, we would be
absolutely
really in good shape.
Time is always of the essence, though.
At 73.
And he still wants to do it.
Our elders, our uncles, nobody goes up there at 73.
Well, my brother's, 81, Clint?
Yep. And he's climbing also.
I don't think he's climbing on this level, but he's still active.
At 73.
Well, wow. You know, when they first told me that they're bringing a 73-year-old guy to climb the mountain, I said, does he have a four-wheel drive wheelchair?
Well, I do, carry walking poles and all that. So
he brings along Clint.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, and my nephew, Clint. That's the most important thing.
A strong man here, yeah. Clint.
Clint, you carried most of the bulk of the weight. You carried 60-plus pounds climbing up when you let the boys, your experience.
Well, I wouldn't say 60 pounds. It's probably more like 40, but...
Yeah.
You know, it was more of... After the first day, we kind of realized that we need to let the locals do what they're best at, which is clearing the trail and not carrying weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided, they're going to go ahead and we'll go and carry the weight, carry the food, the water, the camping gear, et cetera. And... So I've seen the trail many, many times, going up and down, ferrying all the goods.
Nice.
And you kind of get to know it. You know, here's the mud slides, here's the sharp turn. And,
even though we ascended 2,100 feet, we probably did it twice with all the double carries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Well, there's some harrowing moments when you felt that, wow, somebody's going to get hurt over here, John.
Somebody did get hurt.
That's you.
Yeah, me. On the way back through the jungle section, which is rather open and doesn't have the sword gas, there was some there's some stream crossings, and I did a 3-foot free fall onto a rock, and my backpack didn't absorb the blow. My shin did.
Oof.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Well, that, you've got to be careful. Like, our plan was to be safe, have as much fun as possible, and then reach the summit. So I think overall our expedition was a success. We came back safe, and we had fun. The flies and the sword grass and the humidity. It's not kicking back in your house, but it was fun.
What's a memorable moment?
Yeah.
What's a memorable moment for you in this climb?
Oh, well, I think it was the boat ride up with all the people and the boat ride back and meeting people and talking and learning about the Commonwealth. Just like when I traveled the United States to go to the highest point of each state is different.
Right.
And different people... Different ways of doing things, different ways of saying things, different food.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly different food over here than Colorado. And, so That'll be the lasting impression. Yeah. Bat and the sword grass.
Have you ever encountered sword grass like that before?
Nothing on this density. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean Guam has it, American Samoa has it. The trail on American Samoa is far.
Oh, yeah.
It exists.
Everybody this goes thing up is, there.
Well, I wouldn't quite go that far. But yeah, this is by far the most challenging in that respect.
And so, where do you go from here? What's your next challenge? I mean, you've conquered everything.
Well, maybe
you're coming back.
Maybe before we do that, you asked John about the memorable moment.
Right.
So mine has to do with actually a ham radio contact with the guy, Clint. He's also a ham. And one of the things I've done is from the summit of all these mountains, I've made a ham radio contact, okay, which... somebody may have beat us up at Gregan, but I'll bet they haven't made a ham radio contact at that altitude. So that's my other claim of fame.
So you did make a contact.
Oh, yeah, but not at the summit again.
Right,
it's 2,100 feet.
And, you know, summit is where you make it, so 2,100 is where it's at.
Yeah, you got it. Now, if you add up the heights, why? I got to do that sometime, is add up the height of each of those contacts, but.
Well, congratulations again. You know, that this is a nice thing for us. And, you know, also, John, you're a writer, and you also put out articles and magazines about the, you know, it'll help us with our tourism.
Absolutely. We're going to have, I'm going to write up an article with some photos, and I'll send copies of the magazine, as many as you need to distribute around. So, I mean, it gives, you know, most people that I know, they probably wouldn't know exactly where
did you have to look it up?
I bought a large map of the Pacific Ocean and all the islands and put it up on my wall and to look at it every time I went down my hallway to understand where everything was. And before I came over here, yes, I had to refresh my memory of what's going on. But maybe we'll post some stuff on our website, highpointers.org. It'll certainly be in the magazine.
And how many people are in the High Pointers Club?
Well, it varies because it's a long term commitment and people come and go. So we send it out to all 50 states and 9 countries. Maybe 3,500 people at any given time. Maybe over the years, 10,000 people have belonged to the club, and when we go to the highest point and we monitor people coming in, we ask them, are you a high pointer? Yes. Do you belong to the club? And they may four out of five say no. So there's about five times as many people high pointing that actually join the club. Of course, we didn't see anybody on agreeing to ask the question.
You might also mention, John, it's what, 200 and some people who've done all 50 states?
Yeah, right. We're at about 250 people that have gone to the highest point of all 50 states. And so far, Roger and I have done the 50 states and all the territories except this one.
Except this jewel.
Although we've been as high as anybody recorded on the peak, so we can.
Has any other peak caused you this much problems, if you will?
Yeah,
there's your chance, Clint.
Clint. Is this the most challenging one? I should ask.
Oh,
it's different. The one in Alaska with the snow and the ice and takes 2 to 3 weeks. That's a different type of challenge.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this challenge was the unknown.
Nobody's done it before.
And we feel, without an ascent, we feel we're coming back richer because we know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And we'll write a write-up. And it also, it's amazing that even here, there's so much unexplored territory above the water.
Right.
And below the water. There's a lot below the water that's unexplored, but it's amazing. It's amazing. And we feel really happy about that, the information we have.
Well, you have a convention coming up in July.
Yes, in Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
Yeah, Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
You guys will be able to present what you guys have found?
Sure. We took a lot of photos. Clint got some good video, and yeah, we'll make a presentation there.
That'd
sure.
be nice.
Yeah,
be
well,
nice.
You know, it's we have in the magazine, I like to promote local things to do and see in each state.
Mm-hmm.
I call that column Nuggets in the Scree, but we like to promote because, reaching the summit and touching the top is exhilarating, but it's also the journey and seeing things along the way and meeting people along the way. And, boy, there's a lot to say about this area, mm-hmm. about this state.
Well, as Roger said, it's a jewel. It's probably the crown jewel of all the mountains because nobody's done it before,
yeah. as far as we know.
And this is something that it's a challenge. Yeah. And even the boys, when they came back, we were talking after, and they said, you know, they would like to reach the summit also.
Right. And they've got the experience.
Yeah.
I mean, just a couple more of those guys, and pound forward, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And that would really be good for the people here to ascend it.
Do high pointers like trails that are already cut, or you want to blaze a new trail?
Oh. I always like the easiest way.
At 73,
yeah, right.
Get out of here.
Right.
Most states promote their highest point as a tourist attraction.
Okay.
And there's a park or trails and facilities around them. And the ones that haven't are catching up very quickly. Like Iowa, 10 years ago, was just basically a cornfield, a rise mm-hmm. in a cornfield. And now there's a campground and a visitor center, and it's an attraction because there's people that like to go to geographic extremes. The boat captain asked, do you think there's anybody else that would like to come up here? Because, he's looking for commerce and that. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you write an article about it and you describe it, And you put it on the list, and people will come.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we know it's doable. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of time. Mm-hmm. If we'd had more, 4 days more, I think it's 100% we would have made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So.
Well, we certainly appreciate you guys. You've opened up a brand new world for us to look at. You know, that's something that we've never discussed before.
You're so ocean-oriented.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We are.
Could I make one shout-out to the mayor's office for the Northern Islands and the support they gave us? I mean, I really think mm-hmm. that we got some really good advice and the helpers. Mm-hmm. They came basically through a process through that office. So I would like to thank, Tobias Alden, Mayor Tobias Alden.
Mm-hmm. No, they do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
You get the people there. I thought you were going to shout out for my smoked marlin that you ate the other day.
You know what? Thanks for coming along. Thanks for coming along, dude.
Yeah, Gary's one hell of a good chef.
It was good food. It was good food and good company on the deck.
We did not starve to death.
You come back to the boat really tired, and there's Gary with a smile on board. And everybody.
Cold beer,
It was a good thing. It was a good thing.
No, thank you guys for coming. And, again, like I said, this is a – we never thought about this. This isn't something that we've never discussed, and this is a good thing for our tourism. Just another tangent that we can a road that we can go down and help our community. Yeah. And most of all, a lot of our Northern Islanders would love to go back there, but there's just nothing to do.
Yeah.
But this is, if they can develop this is going to give them something to do.
As Pagan develops, I think it'll make it much more. Mm-hmm. It's only, what, mm-hmm. two islands above it, or one island.
Yeah. So. Well, congratulations again, and, don't make this your last time, John. Make sure that you put
okay.
up a...
All right. Yeah. Right? When I say no, when I say no, definitely, it's a pretty weak no. I've found throughout my climbing history.
John's got a wife. The other two don't.
Yeah. right. Yeah.
All right. High pointers. Under US, 50 states karala tetewal palka hilang. Pacific territory, Commonwealth, Mandala, Estados Unidos, US. Mulher Zan, é mal pipi, mopa, me meta capalmas, palhi, educate me, well, comprende, faz silfa, look, caral, Pacific. Roger, you're 71 years old, yeah. 73, yeah. Honestly, esse valis sola lash comunidade, you're 73, yeah. Haltete, wala, lal, palcaiar, yeah. Irmle, yeah, recebra, rehomoto. Yeah, Ilamilmo Roger, excited, well, he mag, well, he say, well, I milenge rashe bal humotor el falwash la sina mai ba buteta wal palye agriga ni rabu 3166 langa labo nge rabal kibingi mulel zane rabu esos fello mulel ra e hi week na no I bo se perto ja me ole roger me o me masha kashaluar ai poiners nge rabal nge rabal yo na grupo balior shaluar I rabal hal shu Herbalatio information, Malwalar Halma magazine, we met a carhala yorai, Burbala informanira, Shakar Halubalhal to, Burbala, Bohimitamal classila, Wego Cal, Baltete, Walpal Cal. Hopefully, Roger will convince me Rakar Palsafial Tosha. Mangai Gitalu, Unikuloki, Manebu Nagrupo, Gitanotanima visita, Sialokis and Unicum, Morgan Shah, High Pointers. Finonia season astudazi loki bolan mappa sa para po comprendi tamano si sa Pacific na tano siya ni itasi siya ni Pacifico finonia si Raj zaging visa loki uniku 73 bula siya magagsugnia siya loki masugis siya na klase nuego maligo mas takilu na okso siya para po fangolo only 50 states US Stig po ako naman uzun, mabisita sa American Samoa, mabisita Loki Guam, stig Loki na ba manggagi po ako in Northern Marias. Finonya si Roger, stig is at the Crown Jew, ginimogigil ni Tanutal ng Pacifico. Lo si John Lingan na tipo biragi, lokalan week sa niya, no. Sa pia, biragi isti sa Finonya si Roger, he's not done yet. Malagonya na pokolo gilis iti. Iti isa niya tipi, agrigan, usagan, and then, Pokolo is on your radios or contact Ozigin in a Grigan. Nigina Malagonia, Sirajan, Pobirillo, Tibula, Tamana Finota, Imanam Cota, 73 Nipavango, you know, Mangologil, Sishana, Classin of Oxo or Fashion Awegulo, Sigishana, the Ginsello Cunico. They're going to put us on the world map after they edit this because this is going to be pretty something. Unuloke, we look forward to where we will be receiving a lot of their guests from the High Pointers and so say to my you know just last week we were on Google Map Street Views with Google and now we got the High Pointers and they're the ones looking up from the top looking down not at the street but gangs we are being put on the world map with these guys right on
and you know there's 40,000 people who attempt to climb Mount Kilimanjaro every year and you know for us here I mean We're not looking for 40,000, but, you know, it is a big part of tourism, and we should do it as such. And, again, High Pointers, their foundation stands for education, support, and conservation of the resources. And this is really important because, you know, we only have one Earth to live in, and we don't take care of it, it needs our help. And thank you, guys. Shout-outs. I know your families are listening in and also your friends. You've sent them out an email to listen in this morning.
Yeah, I hope they're listening in.
Go on, John. Do your shout-out.
Yeah, well, hello to all the High Pointers out there. And happy birthday, Kurt.
And don't forget your wife.
Yeah, and Kathy. She supports me in all this. she likes to send me on these long trips away. So, hello, Kathy.
Clint?
Well, I hope my dad's listening right now, and you infected me at a young age trying to do mountaineering, and we're going to keep going.
All right. And Roger?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, say hello to my daughter and son and grandkids, so all seven of you. So anyway, I'm coming home, and I am alive, but I may do it again, so keep the...
Ain't nobody stopping you, Roger. Yeah. Again, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, our pleasure, you know, and certainly hope that you all make up a plan to return and come back. You know, once you're here, you're family already.
Yes, with so, this hospitality, absolutely.
Yeah, you're family already. Yeah. So, appreciate just coming here and opening our eyes to something new. Yeah. This is good stuff. All right, we had a special request earlier for Chris Kypet.
Yeah, it